I think they probably are getting less attention, and I think it may well be because they at least appear to be less controversial, certainly as compared to issues of teacher tenure and public dollars going to private schools and so on. I think in general, anybody looking at these bills would say, oh, it's a wonderful idea to try to merge what we're doing in early childhood and have some statewide sense of how we're providing for really young children. So I think they probably, these bills are seen as much less controversial.
The legislation actually assigns letter grades to schools that provide early childhood education and ties that to licensing. How does that work, and is it possible? Is it effective? What's your take on it?
Okay. Well, there are certainly a few issues that will need to be considered with that. The whole assignment of letter grades, if it follows the model of elementary and secondary schools, letter grades are very much tied to child outcomes, how well the child do on the standardized assessments that are administered. I think that's a little bit problematic, or maybe a lot problematic, with young children, in part because we really don't have a very strong research base on what readiness looks like. We certainly know what kindergarten readiness looks like for preschoolers in four-year-old programs. We know about the numbers of letters that they need to recognize and so on. When we start talking about children three and younger, the research is really about developmental milestones for children, and do they have adequate language development and fine motor development and broad, gross physical motor development. And those things are much harder to assess than a test that sees whether kids know their letters.
Bessie, at this point, is responsible for overseeing the streamlining effort, and questions remain as to whether that's constitutionally, if they have the constitutional authority to even do that.
Yes. And I have to say, I can't answer the legal question about that, certainly. But Bessie is the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. And so whether legally they can be charged with taking on early care, especially going birth to three, is a question for someone else. But I think this legislation does reflect a huge shift in what Bessie has typically been concerned with. They have been concerned with elementary and secondary education, and that certainly is where they have a lot of expertise. I think the same applies to the Department of Education.
The legislation also calls for pulling funding from underperforming programs, and I wonder what kind of programs would be the most at risk and what the implications of that might be.
Yes. Yeah, I think some programs certainly will be underperforming. There's no question that there's widely varying quality in childcare that's available to families. I think we need to think about tying this letter grade process to licensing, as one part of the bill indicates would happen. Up until now, licensing has largely been about health and safety of children. It looks at fire codes and building codes and sanitary conditions and the ratio of adults to children to ensure that children are properly supervised and so on. And it is a struggle for many centers, even under the star rating system that the state has developed. It's a real struggle for many centers to even meet those minimum health and safety standards. I would say the vast majority of children in Louisiana, especially birth to three, are not in licensed programs already. So one thing I think we have to be careful of is as we make licensing even harder to achieve by imposing new standards, one possible outcome is that we will end up with fewer licensed options for parents. Given the shortage of licensed, high-quality childcare providers anyway, especially in urban areas and in a lot of the rural areas, I think this bill that's intended to raise the achievement of all children may, in fact, push more of the poorest children into even lower quality, less regulated childcare settings.
So are you afraid of the speed with which some of these bills are going through the legislature these past 2 weeks?
I think, yes, I am. I would have to say I'm not I think they could have been considered more carefully. The start date for the bills is the start date for the bills, regardless of whether they were improved in a week or whether we took 6 weeks to really think about them and craft them and amend them in ways that make sense. So, you know, the argument that there is such urgency to change education, I don't think that urgency has to translate into passing legislation very, very quickly without discussion and without thought. So I am concerned about how quickly some of the legislation has moved.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you.